Ticats are going to be coming in hot this weekend after having their winning streak interrupted by BC last week. Bo Levi has already said he can't wait to get into Saskatchewan and do some damage. And, of course, our quarterback, Trevor Harris, feeling the same way after a bye week and with a record of 7-1. He's now ready to see his club go stale now.
We got boxes we want to check as a team, and winning seven games wasn't one of them. Starting 7-1 was not one of them. It's to keep the pedal to the metal and, you know, finish stronger than we start. And so we've had a good start so far, but we want to make sure that we're, you know, trending in the right direction, not, you know, going stale and playing our best ball already.
Joining me now, CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray. And Britton, two clubs playing really well, two of the best quarterbacks in the league. This is feeling like a bit of a Western showdown, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be a great matchup here. Possibly a Grey Cup preview. I'm not going to go quite that far yet. There's still some concerns with how the Ticats defense and everything. But yeah, Trevor Harris, Bo Levi Mitchell have to be two of the favorites for the MLP award this season thus far. And it's looking like it's just going to be a great day for football as well.
What is the biggest difference between Bo Levi and Trevor Harris in your mind coming up on this game?
Bo Levi kind of pushing the ball downfield more. He has Kenny Lawler. I mean, we know how good Kenny Lawler is as a receiver, big play receiver, and Bo Levi Mitchell willing to take those risks a little bit more. Trevor Harris just so efficient. He is just so accurate, knows where he wants to go with the football, gets the ball out quickly, and that's kind of the difference between the two quarterbacks. Now Bo Levi has kind of reinvented himself a little bit. He doesn't always go for the big play as he may be used to when he was a gunslinger, but he still definitely has that ability to do so, and that's kind of the difference here.
Okay, they got back to practice yesterday. Were you at all surprised that the coach chose to go with a padded practice?
No, I'm not, especially after the way they came out against Calgary after their bye week. This made a lot of sense when you look at kind of just sending the message, getting the guys back to it, and learning from the mistakes. That's what Corey Mays said, learn from your mistakes. They came out flat. They got out physical. So, hey, day one, let's put the pads on, get the energy going, and get right back to it.
CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray, injuries. There's always an update from week to week. What's the latest from you, from what you saw yesterday?
Not much of an update. Guys who were out, still out, don't have anything from them. They haven't even, guys like Sam Emelis, Keane Schaefer Baker aren't even working on the sidelines doing the rehab yet, so it looks like they're still a few weeks away. Daniel Johnson, the left tackle, he's at least returned in a limited capacity to practice, so good news there. CJ Avery, he continues to work along the sidelines, looks like he's getting closer, but no good news. I know a lot of people were hoping for some, but it's pretty much the same as it was before the bye week.
Well, everything has fallen into place here for this game to be a sellout. It's 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Good for anyone driving from out of town and wanting to stay overnight or get home on time. The weather right now, I'm forecasting a high of about 24, 25 degrees. Why is this not sold out yet?
That's a great question. It's tough to say as it gets closer and closer to the game. Craig Reynolds has said that kind of they're seeing more walk-up tickets. They're seeing more people the day before, the day of, decide that's when they want to take in the game. So we'll see if it reaches there. And I know for the Green Zone guys, Locker has said he will dye his goatee jet black if this isn't a sellout. So he's hoping that the walk-up crowd's a good one.
Why aren't you shaving your beard if it's not a sellout? Because, you know, I haven't seen you without a beard in quite some time.
You know, I was on vacation when these guys made that bet. I was out of it, so I don't want to get involved in whatever they're doing.
All right. Are you going to be watching the Kelce Brothers New Heights podcast tonight with guest Taylor Swift?
I'll probably watch the highlights. Very intrigued by kind of what's going on. I have told the guys my kind of conspiracy theory, it feels like this is getting closer and closer to that Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce engagement, doesn't it, with the way they're really intertwining their businesses at this point?
They're not going to reveal that on a podcast. Come on, Britton.
Never know.
No way. Britton Gray, our writer reporter, will check in tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, lots of fans thirsty for some new information from Chapel Roan about coming to Saskatchewan, courtesy of that song mentioned there. The Grammy-winning Best New Artist giving an indication she is serious about it again in an Apple Music interview. She's renewed her promise.
I can't wait to go.
She's one of the biggest pop stars in the world right now. And as you just heard mentioning our province there in the song Subway, why does she love Saskatchewan so much? And why did it even come about in this song?
Because, like, it rhymed. Because I was like, I can't remember. There was other options, but I was like, we'd already used Boston and Feminine Nominon. And I was like, we needed something on. And so
Saskatchewan, effectively four syllables with a ghost fifth. It's a writer's dream.
It's awesome. I've never been there, but I promise I will perform there one day. Also just love that the capital is called Regina.
Yeah, and no specific Canadian tour dates yet on our website, but given what dates she is sharing, it's not likely a Canadian appearance in Regina, or God forbid Saskatoon, will happen before the end of this year. But it's got to be Regina, right? It's not going to be Saskatoon. Has to be. Hey, the most famous couple finally talking together. Taylor Swift sitting down with boyfriend Travis Kelce later today on their the Kelce Brothers podcast, New Heights. That's where we're going to probably get a little more information on a new album. And who knows what else, but they did release this small tease for tonight's podcast.
Tay-Tay, welcome to New Heights.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on my favorite podcast. As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast. Yeah. And I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
I like the way she's poking fun at herself. That podcast drops 5 o'clock our time today. Some breaking news from the morning. The next step in the labor dispute from Air Canada is no longer a question mark or up in the air. They are literally likely to go on strike here. They served their 72 hours notice of strike, and now 10,000 flight attendants could walk off the job as early as Saturday morning. Kevin Martell coming up with further details on this, but already Air Canada warning of flight cancellations. Oh, boy. I feel for you if you had flight plans this weekend and now you're juggling and trying to find a different flight, likely through WestJet, who was having their own problems yesterday because of technical issues, but they seem to have cleared those up today. I don't see any delays or cancellations of WestJet over at YQR this morning on their boards. Got a text here from Terry at Moose Jaw. Said it's pouring rain, Greg, at Moose Jaw right now. Thanks for the heads up, Terry, here. It looks like, a few clouds rolling through. They said a small chance of a shower this morning before just kind of settling down and 28 degrees. But we'll see what happens here. Nothing yet in downtown Regina at the moment. I know a lot of Saskatchewan farmers likely at the co-op having a coffee this morning, thinking about what a tough spot this has put us in. China announcing new tariffs on our canola, 76% as of tomorrow. You heard it here live with Premier Scott Moe yesterday. His response, he kind of saw this was coming, but he hoped it could have been avoided.
There's a shift in tone and a shift in urgency in the work that needs to happen in the days and weeks ahead.
It's going to be a hot topic today with Evan Bray, that's for sure. We spoke to the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan. Bill Probilski told us earlier that, economically, this is a big impact.
In 2024, China purchased somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 billion of canola and canola products from Canada. Saskatchewan being the largest producer of canola at somewhere around 55% of the canola produced in Canada comes out of Saskatchewan. So it's a huge impact for Saskatchewan and Canada as a whole. $5 billion is a pretty significant impact on the economy.
Ouch. Yeah, that, of course, again, in effect, starting tomorrow. Another story we've been following here this week is this family from Swift Current, who are literally just having to take it day by day after their father was bit by a rattlesnake on a Texas golf course. First told you about this story a couple of days ago. Now we're hearing a little more from the family. Daniel Fair, he's in hospital in the United States, did not have medical insurance. And our reporter Jillian Massey spoke with Daniel's wife, Stephanie, who is in Texas by his side, and she shared the very latest on the state of his health.
Well, he was
quite responsive at first. He would turn when you talk, like his eyes when they were talking, and there was stimulation there. And then a few days ago, apparently with hypoxic brain injuries, swelling can set in. And once that set in, we haven't had any response from him. He's just been unconscious. The doctor said it's a day-to-day thing now, if we're going to get him back or not.
Now, this happened to him on the course, I think it was the week before August Long, while he was in Texas, her husband bit by a rattlesnake. And Stephanie hopes to bring him back to Saskatchewan as soon as possible, but he's far from stable enough yet to make that journey.
Well, we're trying. We are definitely trying. We've gotten several quotes. It's not regulated here in this country, so somebody quoted us 91,000 and somebody else quoted us 44, and we're just like, now we're having to deal with that financial aspect of things because we just want him home. It's unbearable. Like, I don't even want to know what the hospital bill is going to be when we're done here. I just can't think of that now. Right now, I'm just thinking about trying to get him home.
Now, that GoFundMe page that has been established to help them out, it's over 30,000. Stephanie told us she is eternally grateful for everyone who is showing support.
We're relying on the kindness of strangers right now to help us get Danny home. I appreciate everybody that's donated thus far. You don't know what that means to our family.
It is heartbreaking to hear her and what she is going through with her husband and the kids. And if you want to contribute to that GoFundMe page, you just go to GoFundMe and search Danny's medical expenses. Stephanie's sister-in-law, Christy, started that page out. But man, it's heartbreaking. And it's also just a reminder of how important insurance is too. And they're not the first to have had no insurance and experience to this stateside, but it is just an awful story, and we'll keep you posted on how that develops further. Coming up a little bit here, right at the bottom of the hour, Kevin Martell, he's going to be back. Air Canada, they're already talking about canceling flights because 10,000 flight attendants have served strike notice, and they're going to be off the job as early as Saturday morning, so this might be affecting your plans. I certainly hope not. I feel for you. It's going to be a nightmare juggling that one there, too, but WestJet seems to be back in order after a few malfunctions at the old junction yesterday with their computers. So you might have to shuffle over to them. Well, I hear the Regina Red Sox silenced the Saskatoon Berries crowd pretty good last night. Evan Bray was at that show. Of course, Evan will tell you a little more about that on his program coming up here at 8:30. But yeah, the Sox, they did it. They eliminated the Berries. Won a couple of games on the road, which is quite impressive. And joining me now is Red Sox president Gary Brotzel. Gary, how are you feeling this morning, pal? Did you take a little time to celebrate last night?
A little tired this morning. I was planning a ball game until midnight.
Well, yeah, we'll get to the planning here in a moment, but taking down the top team after their record-breaking season is impressive. What were the keys for the club winning that one, Gary?
You know, confidence. We got on a bit of a roll, obviously, here at the end of the season, and ended up beating them four out of our last five meetings. So, there was just quiet confidence that we could play with anybody going down the stretch, and that's what's happening right now.
How big was the crowd last night in Saskatoon? I didn't catch it.
2,300.
Oh, so there it is. The gauntlet's been thrown down. That's the one we're after, I think. A championship series against Sylvan Lake now, a best of three, which starts at home tomorrow night at Curry Field. You mentioned you were up late planning this all out. So why is it breaking down first at Curry Field? And take us behind the scenes in the planning of this.
Well, actually, Sylvan Lake proposed that, and that's not unusual for the final. Like when you got a 9 or 10 hour bus trip to go back and forth, it's tough on the players. We're going to play it here, and then they get the next two. So just means one bus trip each way, and that's the way we're going to run with it.
Gary, given the record for winning on the road these playoffs, is the club happy it's set up this way?
Yeah, I think they probably are happy. Our home record hasn't been great, but that has a lot to do just the way pitching's lined up. And just part of baseball.
Gary Brotzel, Red Sox president. You beat Sylvan twice during the regular season. Should we read anything into that?
Oh, boy, that was with, I'm going to call that our other team. That was early in the season in June, and yeah, we thumped them pretty good, but our roster, you know, doesn't look anywhere near like it did back then. So, yeah, I wouldn't read too much into it. They took down the Okotoks Dogs, so obviously they're a good team.
Tickets for game one. We'll go on sale this morning for sure then at what, at 10 o'clock? What's the plan?
Actually, they're on sale right now.
Oh, my goodness, Gary. Come on.
I just went over and looked, and yeah, there's some seat blocked for season ticket holders, but you can certainly get in there and buy a general admission ticket to get you in the gate right now.
I think you told me previously that it may say sold out. If you were to sell out online, you can still show up and get in. Is that true?
Absolutely. We bumped it up. There's 2,000 tickets that you can purchase right now, but I don't think we'll turn anybody away.
Could we get 2,500 in the park? Could we beat Saskatoon last night?
No, that would be nasty. you couldn't get in the washrooms the other night. It wasn't pretty for some of that stuff, but
okay.
We'll do what we can do.
Well, get some extra washrooms there, and or else just hold it. You don't want to affect beer sales, though, so maybe just get more washrooms, will you please, Gary?
Yeah, we'll see what we can come up with.
Okay, RegenaRedSox.com for tickets. I wish you the very best, buddy. This is pretty darn exciting. Good for baseball locally, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. We're just thrilled, and it's great for the ball community. It's great for the future, and we're excited to be in the final.
Okay. Well, I hope I'm talking to you after this final's over with, after the weekend ball in Sylvan Lake, and we can celebrate a little then, my friend.
Okay. Sounds good.